excited about this because if you guys have followed me or been in our insurance hustle group for any period of time, you know that we have, for the last 5 years, put out dozens of coaching programs. We've helped, you know, thousands of agents learn how to leverage social media through our coaching programs, teaching them how to generate leads and utilize social media and technology, how to utilize Facebook, video marketing, YouTube, LinkedIn, Instagram. But over the last 2 years, we've really focused and had just a huge demand for our managed service platform. For a lot of our coaching clients, we've noticed we're saying, hey, you know, the marketing is great, but, you know, this is a lot's changing. There's, you know, the platform doesn't look the same. It seems like targeting seems to change a lot. And it's just requiring a little bit more oversight to maintain consistent results on the marketing side. We'd rather you guys just do this for us and handle it. And so that's really where Surefire Digital Media was born, was out of the necessity of agents needing to turn their marketing over to a team to handle it so that they can focus on what's most important, which is selling. And so we've still had our digital products and our courses and training material out, but we haven't done any of the live coaching for probably a year and a half now. And you know, we thought that bringing that under the Surefire umbrella would give us a really unique vantage point and opportunity. Yeah, I'll be honest, it's not cheap to work with us, to hire us to, you know, handle all of your marketing and lead generation. We don't pretend to be the cheapest guy on the block, but we're also not your moonlight marketer who is, you know, running campaigns and selling digital marketing from the trunk of their car or from their kitchen table. Although we are supposed to be at home right now, I'm actually in the office today at our Dallas location. You know, we have a team of 7 people. We all have insurance marketing background or internet marketing background experience. So, you know, we do a really great job. I would put our results against anybody in the country, but that's also left a lot of agents who either aren't comfortable with spending the money or don't have the money, whether you've been burned by a lead provider or whatever the reason is, that, you know, the cash isn't there. You know, it's left a lot of people unserved in the industry. And so we wanted to use this opportunity to give you guys some good strategies that you can use, but then also talk to you about our Surefire Marketing University and give you the exact strategies and blueprint that we're giving our clients who have us on retainer. And we share that with you, and you don't have to pay the big retainer fees to work with us and still get the same access that they're getting. Of course, you know, you've got to execute it on your end, but it's all, you know, the same. It's just a matter of leveraging your time and, you know, being able to teach your staff or somebody in-house how to do this, the marketing side of things. But that's really exciting. So we've got that coming. We'll talk to you more about that at the end. But I want to jump into the strategies and how we can get leads flowing and get the business, you know, back on top or add something new to the pipeline if things are steady for you. First and foremost, I think it's important that we got to reshape our thoughts on leads. You know, we've worked with thousands and thousands of agents, and I was actually on a podcast called The Insurance Dude. So shout out to those guys. Check out their podcast. I'm sure if you just Google Insurance Dude, you'll find it. But I was on their podcast yesterday as a guest speaker, and you know, we got to talking about this subject. And you know, it's really interesting that insurance agents are they're very keen on blaming the quality of their leads for their lack of production. You know, I think it's a growing trend. You know, the lead providers are, you know, a dime a dozen. You can get leads anywhere. There's no shortage of supposed internet leads in the marketplace. And so it's created an environment where sales reps really don't have to be sales reps. They can really just be order takers. And there's no real need for them to follow up or have any sort of you know, hunter mentality that we used to have back in the day. I know when I started in the insurance sales world, I was a hunter. I loved the chase. I was just a sales guy through and through. And I think we've really lost that in the industry. And I think it's because we've spoiled our team members with leads. As a sales rep, why would you prospect or why would you be diligent with follow-up if you know your agent's just going to drop 5 more leads in your lap? And so we've really created an environment for you know, sales reps to just wait for the phone to ring or wait for the next lead to come in and then get the lowest hanging fruit of, you know, whatever they can, whoever picks up on the first call. You got to really understand sales data before you really dump any money into marketing ventures. I think one of the things that I see a big issue with in this industry is agents just kind of blindly throwing money at leads or marketing strategies and just kind of like hoping that it works and not doing any really due diligence on the lead provider, number one, but then also not really understanding their own sales data. What, you know, what your sales process look like? How many times do you typically follow up with a lead before you're able to get the initial appointment? How many, you know, calls does it take after that initial appointment to get the sale? How long is the sales process? How long does it typically take from the time you get a lead to the time you close it out? You know, what is your quote to bind ratio? Like knowing all of this data, so that way you can use it and have some solid benchmarks to really assess your the lead providers and where you're getting the best results. You know, I think too, one of the things that we did was before we, you know, developed our marketing automation system was we took a step back and really kind of evaluated all of our clients' business. We looked at those who were doing really great and those who were struggling. And we saw a very clear pattern of people that were most successful in this industry. And people that are writing 80 to 150 policies a month or more, they have systems in place, they have processes in place. They could tell you exactly how a lead is going to be worked from the time it comes in to the time they get it closed, whether it's X-dated or not. But they have very specific follow-up processes that are in place that their team uses, and they eliminate the variables. There's not five people in their office selling five different ways. They have a uniform process that every lead makes its way through, and every follow-up, every lead gets followed up the same way, maybe with a different rep, but it's all a process nonetheless. And before, if you don't have that in place, I really think that you should develop that first. You should have a system and procedures in place before you just start dumping leads in there. That way you can eliminate the variable of different selling styles from different agents, and you can have a very uniform process, and you can really start to see what the true return on investment is that way. And you can also measure benchmarks of success, and you know, you can't have one agent who follows up 10 times with a lead and one agent who follows up two times with a lead and then, you know, compare those results, because you're comparing apples to oranges. So knowing everything being equal, the better results from company A to company B, now you can start to say which lead provider is better. So, you know, everybody that we looked at that does 80 or more policies, they all have some sort of system, whether it's something they created, whether it's a marketing system or a platform like a DYL, Blitz, Velocify, you know, any number of HubSpot, Ricochet, any number of these automation systems, they have something in place that they're using, easy links for the independent world. And I think it's important to note that even the big captive companies are now investing and rolling out automation platforms. State Farm did a huge changeover to Salesforce. You've got Allstate, who just launched the Allstate Lead Manager. I think Farmers has automation inside of their Sims platform, although they're very, you know, very rudimentary and basic, but they're automations nonetheless, because they also see this trend that, hey, our top performers have something like this in place, and we need to provide that. You know, there's supreme power in follow-up, guys. I really can't underestimate or understate the power of having diligent follow-up. And I think it's just a huge area of opportunity that we see across the board, across the country, of agents simply not following up and understanding consumer data. It's not about chasing someone down or, you know, trying to convince somebody who to be interested in insurance who's not otherwise interested. But understand that there's a huge element of timing that plays a critical role in this follow-up process. And you can't ignore data that shows the average sale happens between the 8th and 12th follow-up. Right. So if 86% of sales are happening in this window of 8 to 12 follow-ups, it doesn't matter how you follow up. It could be a text, could be an email, could be a phone call, a voicemail, a mailer, however you hit them. But 8 to 12 touch points is what it's taking on average for 86% of the sales in the insurance world. So if your team is only calling four or five times, you can't say that it's a bad lead. It's just you just didn't get a hold of it. you got to stop letting your team tell you that it's a bad lead because they didn't answer the phone. Because think about all of the things that have to line up when you call somebody at random, right? And just because you got a lead doesn't mean it's not random, because that lead wasn't in real time. It's been recycled. They may have asked for that quote a month ago. So you calling them, you know, at 10:53 in the morning, that is a random phone call. And you're hoping that on that random phone call, the person is first and foremost even by their phone. Right? We don't even know if they have their phone on them. Right? They may work somewhere where they got to lock their phone up. So number one, that they're even in earshot or hear the phone or are by the phone, that if they are by the phone, that they're able to take a phone call, like they're in a position to be able to take it. They're not eating or driving or in a meeting or, you know, watching a movie, so that they're able to answer the call, then that they're willing to answer the call. And then if they're willing to answer the call, that they're willing to have a conversation about insurance. Like, that's a lot of things that have to happen. If you stretch that freeze frame out to 1,000 frames per second, all of that has to line up in that split second that you decided to randomly call that person. And the odds of that are, you know, very slim. Like, and we've really operated that way, that because we called you at 10:53, you should answer the phone and talk to me about insurance, as if we're like the most important thing in their world. And if we're not, then we call that a bad lead, right? Or our team does. So really got to reshape and look at, you know, being realistic about what it is that we're doing, and understanding that if you just randomly call somebody, especially in today's world where you're not saved in their phone, you don't know how you're showing up on caller ID. You might be picked up as a spam likely. You know, who knows? But you also can't negate the fact that they may just be busy. It doesn't mean that they're not interested. It just means that they're busy. You know, there's things that I have to do, like taxes and go to the doctor, and things that like are very important to me. But at the same time, I'm still so busy that it might take my accountant, whom I pay very well, several times to remind me to get something done. And I don't think that I'm unique in that regard, that we're just busy. Success in this business is 100%, 1,000% found in the follow-up, not in your initial sales call. You can't give up after one call. I just think there's too much, you know, too many people giving up too soon. Doug, anything you want to say on that?
Yeah, no, just to reiterate kind of what you're saying with having the process and follow-up, you know, and that it's extremely important. As we've taken a step back in this, not only have we found that it's important that, you know, you have a sales process in place, but that it's a trackable sales process too. I think that's an important piece, is that it has to be trackable, because otherwise it's not repeatable. We talk to agents all the time that they have a great process in place, and then they bring, you know, two new people on and they can't train the new process, new people, and there's this constant turnover, and they keep hitting the ceiling of growth and scalability because the process isn't trackable, which makes it trainable. There's not a, you know, here are your daily tasks, here's your activities, here's what's happening. When you call this person, here's everything that's happened with the automations, everything that's led them to this point so that you can use that on the sales conversation. All of those pieces need to be there as well to make sure that you can scale.
That's a really good point. Tracking is super, super important. So the first strategy here, just wanted to get into that before we really start talking about the strategies. So first strategy, man, and it's funny, we talked about this on that podcast I was on yesterday, of, you know, low-hanging fruit and you know, before we start spending a ton of money on marketing, is let's first lay a foundation, like we talked about with the sales process and follow-up process. Let's make sure that we have our database. You'd be surprised at how many people don't even have a database that's readily accessible. You know, I talk to agents every day and I'm like, how many people do you have in your database? And people who've been in the business 5, 10, 15 years, they don't have a database. Like, I don't know. Like, you should know how many people in your database. I can tell you right now that we have 24,500 people in my database. I know that number. And I can access it. I can do anything that I need to do with it, whether it's send a campaign today, whether it's build an entire workflow, whether it's retarget them on Facebook, LinkedIn, Google, whatever. I've got that database. It is the lifeblood of my business, and should be of yours too. But I think the problem is, again, back to this hamster wheel of just buying more leads. That's always been the answer for most insurance agents, just buy more leads. Don't work the database, we'll just buy a new lead. And at some point you should be able to tip the scale where you're doing most of your business from your follow-ups, from your database, and from referrals, and you're not constantly relying on the next lead to come through for your next sale. You always want to be putting people in the top of the funnel, don't get me wrong, but you shouldn't be relying on leads coming in today to make sales today. Sales today should be happening from things that were done days or weeks before. But I told the guys on the show, I was like, you know, it's interesting to me how much technology and how much opportunity we have at our fingertips today as insurance agents that we didn't have even, you know, 6 years ago, 7 years ago, 10 years ago, shit, when I started selling. We didn't have a lot of this stuff. And, I've seriously considered, and a lot of people have asked me before, you know, if you did so great as an insurance agent, why aren't you still selling? That's a long story, a whole nother video on that. But bottom line is Doug and I have talked several times about, man, you know, we should probably, like, we should get back in and open an agency. Like, it's so much easier now. I mean, just seeing all the data and the thousands of leads that we're generating, it's hard not to at least, you know, play with the idea. But don't worry, we're not doing that. We're still marketing guys, but we have tossed it around. Just because there's so many opportunities, it's so much easier to reach people today. If you've been in the business a long time, or you know somebody who's been in the business for 15 years, 10, 15 years, you know, they had to rely on grassroots efforts, tons of mailers, tons of internet leads. Like, that was the only way to reach people. But now with Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, we've got the ability to reach thousands, even tens of thousands of people for free every day. So let's work the database first and foremost. If you've got 1,000 people, there's no reason, like, you should be top of mind for those 1,000 people. And that's the thing that I want you to really think about is, you know, you can't be the top of mind for your entire state or even your city, because there's, you know, so many people. But for your little ecosystem, who you're connected to on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, if you have any groups and your list of people, you should be top of mind. If somebody says insurance, they can't help but think of you. And that was my goal when I was selling, was I want, if the word insurance comes out of somebody's mouth, I want them to think about Sean. Like, Sean should immediately jump into their mind. And you can do that and create that type of top of mind brand awareness just from being active on social media and having the appearance of being ever present. It doesn't mean you have to always be on, you just have to appear in their newsfeed every time they log in. There's some secrets and tricks and tips on how to make that happen, how to get your posts seen by more people more often, and, you know, get locked into people's top 40, right? Because when you log into Facebook, you're only going to see your top 40 friends list, right? And they base that on something called EdgeRank and the number of people that engage with you. And there's this whole algorithm. But long story short is, when you log in, you'll typically see the same people because the default setting is set to, instead of most recent, it's, what is that setting? It's not most recent. It's on the newsfeed setting, Doug.
Top stories.
Top stories. There you go. Thank you. So it's the default for the newsfeed is top stories, and it'll typically perpetuate the fact that, you know, the people who Facebook thinks wants to see your content, that's who will see it. But we can show you how to take that top 40 and make it like a top 100, 200, 300, 400. But there's this thing called recommendations that they didn't used to have when I was selling. But people still ask for recommendations on Facebook all the time. And I would probably get 3 to 4 clients a week just from people who had asked for a recommendation on Facebook, and I get tagged, right? So if you're on mobile, take out your mobile phone, you can pull out your Facebook app. And then on mobile, there should be a little hamburger menu to open up, and that'll pop out all of the shortcuts on the menu. And there's a place called recommendations. See, they didn't used to have the place called recommendations. You just have to just search for it like I did here. But you can, on your mobile app, you can just go to the recommendations and you can see there. And I think, I don't have any data to support this, but I do believe that they're gonna eventually monetize that recommendation section. There will be a whole separate app for recommendations, just like there is for Messenger. And it's going to be a huge, huge, huge place to get business. But right now, you can just type in insurance recommendations or auto insurance recommendations or any version of those keywords, and it'll pull up and you can select posts, and you can see posts of, you know, anyone. You can say posts from me, posts from friends and groups, public posts. And so you can kind of narrow it down anywhere just in Dallas. So if you're connected to people all over the country, you can still, you know, put that into a local basis, and it'll show you people who have asked for an insurance recommendation. And what you should have happen is have a syndicate of people that see this, they immediately tag you. The more people you can get to tag you on one of these things, the more likely that person is to do business with you. But nonetheless, you can see them. You don't have to be that guy that, you know, post yourself on the comments of like, I can help you, but you could just pop them a quick direct message and say, hey, I noticed that you were looking for recommendation on insurance agent. Don't know if you found somebody, but I'd love to have the opportunity. I mentioned that on the podcast, like, man, I never even thought about that. Like, it's so easy and so simple, people don't even do it. It's one of the easiest things you could possibly do to find leads on Facebook, and nobody does this. Nobody. Doug, you want to tell about LinkedIn?
Yeah, so we found over the last, you know, couple, you know, I'd say 18 to 24 months, LinkedIn has made a lot of changes, a lot of changes to their algorithm, a lot of changes to what displays where, and all of that. And we found that LinkedIn really is a potentially untapped market, especially in the insurance industry, where a lot of agents are just staying away from LinkedIn because it is primarily professionals, it's businesses, it's you know, people who go on there to see information about, you know, more professional type things. And so, you know, things like running ads for, you know, personal lines, auto insurance on LinkedIn haven't historically been super successful. But what we found LinkedIn has really became a solid platform for, as they've made these changes, is for things like referrals, for sure, building your referral network up. Also things like, you know, finding, you know, business line insurance from people, from small business owners and things like that. And also just, you know, also finding personal lines. It's become a lot more engageable and better at that as well. 61% of LinkedIn users are in between the age of 25 to 34. So what you were finding is LinkedIn has become a very powerful tool in the last, you know, 2 to 3 years of, as those people hit buying age, kind of coming out of college and are getting into their professional careers of things. So that's, it's become a really, really powerful tool as people are starting their families. You want those young, couples who are having their first or second kid, buying their first home, really setting their life up, in that way. And, you know, need, you know, two autos, home insurance, and, you know, a couple life insurance policies, LinkedIn is a great place to find them. What we also see is that since 2017, LinkedIn engagement has increased 50% every year. So LinkedIn is currently growing. They're pushing, their 3-year goal is to have 4 billion users worldwide. And so they set that goal going into 2020. And so they're really pushing to have their platform become a platform that is not just seen as this, you know, kind of, you know, stepsister of the social media networks, but to becoming a legitimate force in the social media world. Half of the US adults with college degrees are on LinkedIn. So for most captive agents, if you laid out your perfect customer, you built that perfect customer profile of somebody with a professional job that makes a decent income, that isn't so much worried about penny pinching with their insurance. They have a house, a couple cars, maybe some toys. They need life insurance for their family, all those kind of things. More times than not, you're going to find that that perfect client also has a college degree. And if with half the US adults with college degrees being on LinkedIn and using it, it's a huge, huge opportunity there to find those people.
Can you tell them about that program that
Yeah, if you want to go to the next, you want to go to the next slide there. So there is a program that can help you automate a lot of the LinkedIn activities. A lot of times what I find is people get lost on LinkedIn when they try to go on there and, you know, the news feed's different. It's not always chronological or systematic. The search functions are different. Messaging is different. You can't just send a message to anybody. It has to be somebody in your network that's a first connection. And so there's a lot of different pieces like that that are very different about LinkedIn, and they do that to keep it clean and keep it accessible for people. There is a platform called Meet Alfred, and Sean, if you want to give me control, I'll share my screen and I can kind of do a quick little run through of it. All right, perfect. So Meet Alfred, this is Meet Alfred right here. It is, so I've got this account set up on a trial right now just to kind of show you guys. There is a cost to it. I think it's like $39 or $49 a month or something like that. You can do all of this manually. This is just a way to automate it with it. So you can see here, it's a dashboard. So far it's, this account has 936 connections that have been made. It has 162 pending invites. It has 200 invites that have been sent. So 43 of them have connected. 22% of them have connected. It has created 673 profile views. So that's how many people have viewed this profile. It's sent out 118 messages and it's gotten 19 replies. Literally, I set this up in 10 minutes and it's been running for few days now and I haven't touched it. It just keeps going. All I've done is respond to the replies. So you can see once you link your account up, you've got your campaigns here that you can go through the activity and the stats and everything for it. You've got your CRM, so I can go through connections here. One of the nice parts is, and again, because it's the demo version for you guys, it doesn't have the email and phone number, but if we were to go through here, and have the paid version, it would actually have their email and phone number as well. So you can create a whole lead list out of here. So I'll show you guys how that happens. So if I go to create campaign and I go to LinkedIn URL, so then it wants you to paste your LinkedIn search URL. So let's say I wanted to go into, and I wanted to search, let's do teachers. I just want to, actually we'll make that singular because it's going to be, we want to have that as singular. So I go teacher, search that, and then I just click people because I want people who are teachers, not necessarily that. And all I do is copy this URL and paste it in right here. And then I can go through and I can do, you know, premium users only, open link profiles only, excluded, but really you can just leave this as itself. And you can set this to where you want it to be set with. The higher you set this number, the longer it's going to take to get for this program to get through the list. And then you click next. And when you click next, now you can set up a little automation sequence here. So you can say you want it to view their profile, you want to send them a message, you want to connect with them. So for the most part, you know, you want to view and connect them first before you send the message. So we would say maybe connect them. You're going to send them a connection message. You can change these messages. We'll leave it at default for now, but you can change these to be more personal. So you have this connection message. And then let's say I want to send them a message afterwards. So now I want, after I connect with them and they approve that connection, now I want to wait a day and I want to send them this message here. You can also link it into your email so that at the same time you could send them an email from your account. You just have to link your email account to it and let it know where the email is coming from. So like, you know, I would put like Doug at Surefire Digital Media as my email. So the email comes from Doug at Surefire Digital Media to them as well, to the email that they have listed on their account. So they're getting a connection from me, a message through LinkedIn, and an email from me. And then I could say, okay, now I've sent them a message, but I don't want them to think that I'm just super spammy. So I want to, you know, I also want to view their profile. So at the same time, so I just go here and put zero. You have to do one. Yeah, one. There we go. So one day, and I want to, so now I want to view their profile as well so that they can see me as a view there. And then I would just go through and hit next and then hit save and it would start running. And then you can go to your campaigns and I can see the stats here that I have. I can see what activities happened, and I can go through, you know, these are ones that were, you know, from this morning, viewed their profiles and things like that. It'll list out everybody I've found, the requests that I've put out for connection, who I've connected with, the follow-up, who's sent them follow-up messages, what messages have been sent. And then because it's the demo, I haven't linked my email account yet for the emails. And I can also see all the replies here that have come through. I can also add other team members in, so I could manage this, and I could have other team members with their profiles in. So you could add like your whole sales team on here. So when your sales team comes in, they could see the connections here and they could dial through, or they could connect their accounts and set up their own campaigns to kind of go through their pieces. But it's just a quick, easy, automated way to get to LinkedIn and allow you to be able to go through and do a lot of these pieces as, you know, in an automated way. You can also do this all manually, though. You can go through and, you know, request somebody so that you can send them a message. You can, you know, post content. LinkedIn also has huge, their algorithm pushes it big time for articles. So you can write what's called a LinkedIn article about anything. So it's to do with insurance, you know, the importance of having life insurance or things to consider when buying auto insurance, things like that. And you post it. And then you share it out there, you promote it and do those kind of things. And LinkedIn's algorithm will kind of take place and start really positioning that article high up on people's lists too. So there's a lot of capability with LinkedIn, and definitely spending some time on it would be the way to go.
Thanks. You guys have any questions on that? So you just type them in there. All right, so the next thing, we'll try to get moving through this. We've got about 10 more minutes here. We'll get you guys on and rolling. If you want a copy of this replay as well, you can drop your email in the questions here and we'll send that out to you. The Facebook message challenge, it's a 15 by 15, and then the 5 by 5. So the Facebook message challenge, first and foremost, is to message everybody that you are connected to, everybody. And it might take you a few days, it might take you a few weeks. You can only message probably 10 to 15 at a time before you get caught being a spammer. So you only want to do, you know, like 10, maybe 10, 12, 15 at a time. Do some in the morning, maybe some afternoon, and then some in the evening. But very basic, we've got a script. If you want the script, just drop us a note, Doug@surefiredigitalmedia.com, and ask for the message challenge script. But you want to send everybody a message and basically just thank them for being connected to you. Remind them that that you're in the insurance world, and just let them know that you are. If they haven't checked their insurance or hadn't got a comparison quote in the last 6 to 12 months, that a lot has changed, and you just want to make sure that all of your friends and family and connections remember that they've got a friend in the insurance business. Very simple. Again, we got a script that you can use, but you want to get that out to everybody. You want to do that once a year. It's not something you want to do all the time, but just get through the list once a year. There's a few things that's going to happen. Number one, it's going to build a huge amount of affinity. We talked about how to get yourself in more people's news feeds more often. It's all down to that algorithm, and affinity is one of the biggest weighters of that algorithm. So a direct message back and forth is the highest level of affinity that you can have with another user. So it tells Facebook that, hey, these two people really know each other and they're connected on a deep level because they're taking private messages from one another. So number one, you'll build affinity. Number two, you get your message out there. Even if it's just a referral that they give you, nonetheless, you're reminding them, because we take for granted and think that, oh, because you've got 1,000 people on your friends list, that 1,000 people are seeing your content and 1,000 people remember that you're an insurance agent. And you got to remember, every single person that you're connected to is buying insurance every year, either from their current company or they're moving into the market to switch policies. So let that sink in. If you've got 1,000 people, let's just say half of them are in your state, if you're connected nationwide, half of them in your state, that's 500 people that are buying insurance every single year that you're directly connected to that you're missing. A lot of low-hanging fruit. You got to get it. You got to keep yourself in front of these people and remind them that you know you're there to help them. The 15 by 15 is going to help you with that edge rank as well and keep you locked in. What you want to do is you want to like 15 status updates and comment on 15 status updates. You don't have to like and comment on the same, but you can. When we're building affinity, a like is like the lowest level of affinity that you can have. A comment back and forth is the next level, and then a direct message is the highest level. So you want to get a wide range of, hey, I'm going to like their status and make sure they're different people. That's going to change up your newsfeed, allow you to see new people. But then oftentimes what that'll do is, bring your name up, obviously, on their phone. They're going to see your name that you liked one of their posts. A lot of times, if they haven't seen your name in a while, they'll go to your profile, and either if they don't know you, look at you and see, if they know who you are, or if they do know you, they'll be like, oh yeah, I wonder what Sean's up to these days, and go to your profile and take a look at them. And then comment on 15 status updates. So just engage with whatever it is that they're commenting. If they post a picture of their kid's baseball game, then just comment, congratulations on the win, or best of luck, whatever it is, just comment and show that you're interested in what they're doing. People share their status updates because they want somebody to engage. They're starving for attention. Everybody's starving for attention from other people. So give it to them. Give it to them. It's free to do, and it brings you top of mind, and it's just going to help seal that affinity to get your message in front of those people. Because every time you put a message out, whether it's personal or professional, that's a sales call. It's an opportunity for you to get in front of those people and build a relationship. And now with social media, we can build a relationship with hundreds or even thousands of people without ever having them pick up the phone. They can get to know who you are, see your kids, know what you do for a living, know your team, and they feel like they know you, although you've never even met. I used to get referrals from real estate agents and loan officers from all over the state of Texas. People that I've never even met would send me every single deal that they had just because we were friends on Facebook. The 5x5 is you post on 5 people's wall and private message 5 people. So you do that every day. So you wanna do the message challenge, one time, get through everybody. And then every day you wanna send 5 people and post on 5 people's wall. So posting on 5 people's wall could be something very basic. Just look at what's going on and then, just say, hey, just go to a realtor's page and say, hey, Sean, hope you have a great week, or cheers to, a record Q1, whatever, it doesn't matter, just something. And it's kind of like sending out a mailer, just, hey, just wanted to say what's up, hope everything's well with you and the kids. It's very simple, but people like that. It's like, it's got the same effect of sending out a mailer or a postcard or something. And then private message 5 people, just find somebody that you can engage with and just keep yourself top of mind. The video challenge. So I really, really like this one. The record, real quick, on the Facebook message challenge. We used to really track this in our coaching program. It's one of the first things we had people do when they signed up is go do this here. We had a guy who went through his message challenge and did his 15x15 and 5x5. And he did that every day for a month. And he wrote 38 households and just over 45,000 of new business premium just from doing this right here. So there's a ton of business to be had. Especially right now, this is a perfect time to reach out and just say, hey, I know times are tough, and the reason a lot of people are out of work, and I hope everything's good with you and yours. Listen, insurance is one of the biggest expenses in a household, and in a time like this, I just want to make sure that all of my friends and family know that they have an option. I would love to be able to help you during this time, and if you've got something specific for this, that this period of time that you can offer them, whatever, but just offer this as a resource. People are looking at things like their insurance now, who may have known they had to do it, but didn't really take the time because it's not a make or break financial decision. But now things are getting tight. It might be a make or break for them. Like that extra $50 a month that you save them could be the difference between them letting a policy lapse and not being able to get insurance later and being able to cover their family. Like you should feel that as an obligation that you have to help everybody that you're connected to. The video challenge is really cool. If you've never posted a video, this is a good opportunity to get out in front. You'll get a ton of business from it. But the video that I like most for your first video, if you haven't done it, or if you haven't done video in a while, is to get on video, just simply ask people about their insurance and say, I've been in the business for 7 years or whatever it is, and it's hard for me to remember what it was like to shop for insurance And I'm just curious, I did a poll with my clients and I got some interesting results and some feedback, and I'm wondering, you know, want to know from you guys on Facebook, how did you choose your insurance provider, and you know, what company are you with, how did you choose them, and you know, how long have you been with them? And just like ask that question. You'd be surprised at how many people will give you the answers. Another fun one that I've seen is like a video challenge where you do like a $25 gift card, and you can say, make it a little like a trivia and say, for like life insurance, how much do you think it would cost for $250,000 of a term life insurance policy for 20 years for a healthy 35-year-old male? Comment below, and the person who gets the closest to it by tomorrow at 5 p.m. We'll get a $50 gift card or a $25 gift card or something like that. And then you'll get all these people guessing premium amounts on your comments, at which point you can then reply back to them. If somebody's way off base and they think it's way more expensive than it really is, then that's an opportunity that you could probably show them, hey, you could actually, you know, get life insurance. You thought it was 70 bucks. It's actually only 28 bucks a month. You know, do you have a policy in place? Because if they're way off base, they probably don't have a policy in place because they don't know how much that should cost. You know, so it's a good way to kind of start some dialogue between you and your Facebook friends. You could also do something on the PNC side of like, hey, you know, look up in your state what the average cost of auto insurance is or home insurance is in your state, and do the same type of trivia. Hey, you know, doing a little trivia for you know, a person who can guess what the average cost of homeowners insurance is in the state of Texas. And the person who gets the closest will win a $25 gift card. And again, that's another way for you to get interaction and make it fun and then also strike up conversations. Facebook groups, a ton of ways to use Facebook groups. Most of you are here because you're in a Facebook group. I can't overstate how important groups are. It gives you a captive audience. There's so many different ways. We can do an entire program literally on groups, and we're gonna teach this in our marketing university. But there's some really cool things happening with groups. You're gonna be able to use groups to build custom audiences to run ads to. But every time you post in a group, that gives you the highest placement in a newsfeed. So if somebody's in your group and you posted in it, they're gonna see that every time they log on, the next time they log on. So it gives you a huge captive audience. There's a ton of ways that you can use it. A really good one for insurance agents is either build a group of realtors in your local area and post marketing resources and, you know, help them build referral networks with it, you know, with each other. The best client for a realtor is another realtor. They're not gonna sell their own listings. They depend on other realtors to sell their listings. So if you can create a community of tight-knit realtors for them to share their listings, buyer, you know, requests, you know, if they've got a buyer need or a seller need, they can share it in there. And then you can use it to give them tips and tricks on what you're learning from social media and how they can do it. Like the recommendation, you'd be surprised. You give somebody that for real estate, that's a huge lead, right? And it's a way that you can build some massive value as a referral partner for those folks. And then in times like this, where you can't go and see them and drop off your cookies or pizzas or whatever, you still got a captive audience and you can bring value to them on a daily basis or weekly basis using your group. But another way is to do like the community pages. So one of the biggest lead sources I had for Facebook was I created a group for my neighborhood, and the homeowners association didn't have one. And so if you're in a community and you type in your subdivision name and you don't have one, create a subdivision Facebook group. And you can then either A, find the list and send mailers to it, or you can, you know, tag team it with the realtor and say, hey, let's create some flyers and go door to door and get everybody in this group in the neighborhood. Or the easiest and quickest way is to get the homeowners association on board to say, hey, you know, I created a group for our homeowners association. I noticed that our meetings are, you know, very lightly attended. And I want people to be more connected in the neighborhood. I think it's important that, you know, we help you build the homeowners association, you know, attendance, and they'll normally jump on board with that. And now they'll send out in their newsletters and with their budget, get everybody on and tell them, hey, come join our group. So you can promote garage sales, block parties, have a realtor that you partner with, where they can post real estate market updates of, you know, that subdivision, what the average list price is, days on market, things like that. You know, I lost my dog, whatever. But that gives you a captive audience of every single person in your neighborhood. What a great way to send friend requests and build an audience of people. And you don't have to just do your neighborhood. There's no rules. You can get any neighborhood that you want to canvas and partner up with different realtors. That's a strategy. You could leverage five or six realtors to help you build this group, and you're getting the benefit of all of them combined. And then later, when you can run ads and target them as a custom audience, you're the admin of the group, so you get access to that as well. Doug, you want to do the 30-day challenge? And this is the last one, guys.
Yeah. So this is just kind of a 30-day challenge here. You know, all things that you can do, you know, whether you're in your office or working from home or things like that. So the 30-day challenge, you know, start off with make at least one post a day on social media. So however you want to break that up, if you want to break that up of, hey, you know, I'm going to post once a day on Facebook or Instagram or LinkedIn or wherever that might be, or I'm going to post once a day on each of them. That's totally fine. I would suggest, you know, instead of posting one thing on all three, you know, do one post on, you know, Facebook, and then, you know, tweak the post a little bit for Instagram and those kind of things, and see where you get the best interaction. You know, use it to play with if you're going to post on all three. But do at least one post a day on social media. It could be, you know, business focused. It could be personal focused. It could be whatever. The key to it is just to get your name out. If you have a business Facebook page, I would suggest using that and kind of adding in here, you know, post once on your personal social media and once on your business page a day. And then I would say calling at least five clients a day just to check in. Again, we want to start promoting this idea of providing value to your clients. You know, people are, you know, having crazy situations happen to them right now. You know, there's a lot of uncertainty, a lot of stress, anxiety, fear that's going on with your clients. And so reaching out to them and touching base with them, just saying, hey, I wanted to give you a call just to check in and see how you're doing during this crazy time, and see if there's anything that we could review for you on your coverages, you know, to see if there's anything you need at all. I wanted to kind of just check in. That means a lot to people. You're going to see a lot of retention to where people aren't going to be leaving you over even $40, $50 a month savings, you know, come a year from now, because they're not getting those calls from other companies. You know, some of you that have worked with captive companies, like I know Allstate is rolled out, you know, their kind of financial assistance to what they're doing to help people with giving some refunds and things like that back on premiums. I would say reach out to your book and say, hey, I just wanted to check in. I don't know if you saw this, but this is something that Allstate's doing for you. I wanted to get you rolling and make sure you're doing all right. And then I would say to call, email, or text 75 cold prospects a day. So reach out to them, touch base with them, and to keep that pipeline rolling. People are home right now. So, you know, over the next 35 days, make at least 75 calls a day to keep your pipeline rolling.
Awesome. Thanks, Doug. And guys, just to wrap up, we want to be respectful of your time. We're going to open up for questions. And while we get everybody unmuted, want to let you guys know we've got the Surefire Marketing University that we're starting up. We're going to be going live here. We're going to give you a 7-day free trial just to check it out and see what's inside. And we've got a 50% off discount. The regular price is going to be $99 a month, but we've got a coupon code to save 50% for your first 90 days. It's just $49 a month, guys, to join this. And we're going to dive deeper into these subjects and many, many others that we work with and implement for our coaching clients. Again, you're going to have access to the same marketing strategies and the same blueprints that we give our retainer clients and execute for them. We're going to give you the same thing, and you're going to pay a fraction of the cost to get access to that. You're not going to have to pay the big $1,800 retainer fee to work with us. So, you know, this is a great opportunity to really dive in and work with myself and Doug and the other members of our team to really map out a solid strategy, everything from sales processes to follow-up systems to automation to getting email drips and campaigns built and set up, how to build Facebook ads and generate leads. Again, diving deeper into these topics as well as many, many others, referral partners, how to nail realtors and lenders and basically have every top realtor in your market utilizing you for their insurance requests. Just a really good opportunity to join in. And like I said, check it out. It's free for 7 days. If you don't like it, then simply don't join. There's no contract. There's no commitment. You don't have to stay for any length of time. What's the URL on that, Doug, for them to check out?
It is sellingwithshawn.com/surefiremarketing.
Surefire Marketing?
Maybe Surefire Marketing University.
Oh. we'll get you a link. Anyway, we'll get you the link to it. It's a 7-day free trial, only $49 a month for the first few, and we'll drop an email to you in order to check out the page and start that 7-day free trial. But we would like to have you on there. We're gonna do live coaching calls. We're gonna have pre-recorded content library for you as well. It's all organized by subject matter, so you can kind of see which subject you want to dive into first. And then we're going to do weekly calls with you to help you move through the content seamlessly. Are there any questions that you guys have? So it's you'll get all the information on it. It's just sellingwithshawn.com/surefire. And we've got all the information on the program here. But the focus is primarily on marketing and lead generation. So we're going to teach you both organic and paid strategies on how to generate leads, like I said, using LinkedIn, a little bit on Instagram, and then pretty deep dive on Facebook as well, starting out with organic and then moving into the paid campaigns, teaching you how to leverage groups, how to build an audience, how to get more followers, how to get more recommendations, how to find free leads. And then we also do a lot on marketing automation, workflows, email drips. We go over sales and follow-up processes that have been proven to work. We have a live transfer center in our own office here in Dallas, and so we give you the exact scripts and call flows that we use to get live transfers. It's interesting because we'll have agents who say they can't get a hold of a lead, or they say we're having trouble with contact rate, and then we'll take that list, put it into our system, and do exactly what we told them to do. And the results are almost always significantly higher than what they reported to us, which is a great tool to be able to take to your team and say, hey, look, you said you were doing this, but then when we actually had somebody do it, here's the results. So why aren't these matching up? But we know that everything that we teach has been proven. We don't give you theory or ideas. These are all things that have been proven to work time and time again, field tested in any market that's out there. Good question. All right, so it's just sellingwithshawn.com/surefire. And again, 7-day free trial, check it out. Doug, when's the first call?